Hi babes, my name is Tran and I'm a 20-something-year-old just trying to navigate life. Walking to the beat of my own drum, I'm excited to take you along my journey. Showing you that through authentic living, a whole lot of self-love, and intentional actions in the right direction, you too are capable of creating a life that you're obsessed with. So are you ready? Because I thought so. Let's go. Hi, my love. Welcome back to another episode of Girls and the Gays. It's always a pleasure and an honor to have you back for another episode. My love, today I specifically was inspired this podcast episode as I was driving back actually from dropping my brother off at JMU. He goes to my alma mater, James Madison University. Duke's in the house. Represent. Okay, period. But my brother is going to JMU and I was driving all the way back from Harrisonburg. I had to make most of that 2-hour drive, so I put on a podcast episode from actually Alex Hormozi. And if you don't know who Alex Hormozi, who he is this business mogul. He started like 6 different gyms and he has this like trials and tribulations story that you definitely have to listen. And right now, currently, he's like building a $1 billion company. Like, it's just insane what he does. And he's so, so inspiring in the online entrepreneurial space. In one of Alex's episodes, I believe it's titled Niche Hopping, one sentence that he said throughout the podcast that really inspired me was choosing better problems. And I was just so profoundly shocked by this that it made me really inspired to discuss with you in my interpretation of what this kind of means and how I interpreted this sentence from him. I think while the podcast episode was tailored around entrepreneurs, I think holistically, as you are listening in, anybody of this sort, as you are goal chasing, whether it be being an entrepreneur, building a business, or creating content, or working towards your promotion, or whatever goal that you might have, it comes with different challenges. It comes with different hard and moments that, you know, requires you to level up, requires you to step in the unknown, and it's going to be difficult in its own way because you aren't yet the person to do the thing that you are setting out to go after. You aren't yet the person that's qualified. You aren't yet the person that has the skills, the knowledge in order to do the thing, right? But I think we then psych ourselves out, we scare ourselves, we then start to question ourselves, and we don't go after it at all, or we don't persist enough to see the fruits of our labor. This then made me realize that we end up self-sabotaging our own goals, because while we have this vision, while we have this trajectory that could be so extremely exciting and bring us so much fulfillment and pride, we low-key psych ourselves out right when the going gets tough, right when the juice is really going to flow, but we don't hold on and persist long enough to again see what might be on the other side. And so for me, I just started to think about like how this pertains to my life, and maybe this is starting to make you think about your life and how you're interpreting different things in your goals and whatever that might be for you. It just made me, myself personally, as I want to share with you, like it made me start to think like my own trajectory in my career and how I have to choose my own problems and choose better problems, that is. As I have set goals for myself and as I embark onto these goals, there are problems that I will face along the way and challenges that will present itself that will make me really have to step up to the plate and qualify myself and build that discipline and build that knowledge in order to become the person that I need to be to sustain that growth and scale any growth that I want in business, in life, in content creation, in building my personal brand and whatever that is for myself. And the same can be applied for you. Whatever you are going after, it is an absolute choice. You can stay settled in where you're exactly at and succumb to the confinements of your comfort zone and stay exactly where you are. Do the thing that you're doing. Stay monotonous, mundane, and do the normal thing that was expected of you. Or step up to the plate and choose the problem of, you know what, like the problems that will come with my bigger version of myself, that big goal, is far more worth it than settling and staying in my comfort zone, because I already know what playing in my comfort zone will bring for me. I already know it feels unfulfilling, it robs me of pride, it's keeping me stuck, it's making me feel so unfulfilled. So why am I choosing to stay in my comfort zone? So with that, questioning myself, honestly myself, and I hope that you can question yourself as well in whichever ways and whatever facet and any aspect of your life where you're holding yourself back, you can realize, you know what, like, I would much rather go for the big goal. I would much rather go for that business idea, go for that promotion, finally post my content, go after my dreams. While though those problems that might come with that territory might be scary, I know that I'm going to qualify myself as I face those problems, mark them off my checklist, and go after them line by line and one at a time and day by day. I don't have to bite off more than I can chew. I don't have to overcomplicate it by sitting here and thinking about what problems will come. You will figure it out along the way. And what I'm trying to say is, I guess, as I heard the sentence, choose better problems, I realized problems exist in every facet of our life. Problems exist within our comfort zone, staying stuck and choosing to stay exactly where we are. But problems also come going for your big goal, going for your dreams. It's just a matter of what you want. But there's opportunity costs with every decision you make or a decision that you don't make. There's going to be an opportunity cost. There's always going to be problems. Which is it that you want more? What do you want to face more of? Is it to live in your dream life, doing the damn thing that you know that you could be doing and operating at your highest potential, or stay in your comfort zone with the problems that you are already currently facing here? The choice is truly up to us, up to you, up to me, to go after the problem that is so far more worth going after than staying stagnant and settling for a life that you don't want. And why I say it's a choice, because it absolutely is a choice. You are the creator of the narrative that you want. You are the person that is responsible for the life that you want to create. And there are different ways that you have to show up in life, in your career, relationships. Anything that you are setting out to go after, it is an absolute choice. And with that comes with different problems and trials and tribulations and whichever trajectory that you choose. So it's truly up to you. What do you want more of? And it's up to you to wager the pros and the cons and go after what that is for you. But my job as your gay bestie is to hold you accountable and remind you that you are not made to play small. You are not made to stay within your comfort zone when you know damn well you are made for more. I am here to hold you accountable and remind you that those dreams, don't let them be just dreams. Now that you are on board with me, it's like, how are we going to overcome them though? How are we going to overcome the problems that come when we are chasing our goals and choosing those problems that come with the goals that we have set out for ourselves? Number one, for me, what came up was just focusing on the solution. Stop worrying about the timeline, letting go of expectations, and focus on what the solution is, and come forth with a solution-oriented mindset. It starts with you. It starts with your perspective and really thinking clear, mapping out what the end game is, and then having a work-back plan. Imagine yourself as your ideal self, hitting that goal, having that impact, having that fulfillment, and now work backwards. What are the steps in between that you can take right now? Starting with step number one, what can you do right now in order to move the needle forward and chip away at that goal? Do not bite off more than you can chew and overwhelm yourself by thinking holistically and too big picture. Take the first step now. Have that solution right now. Stop fixating on what you can't control and control the controllables. Secondly, this is a mantra I truly live by, and a bestie of mine always says, if you know, I love Keisha, get Mary. And she always says, easy robs you of proud. And I was actually preaching this all week in my affirmations in class. I was coaching class this week and I was saying this through and through, and it is so true. I love how I rhymed there, but easy robs you of proud. And what this means is, whenever you are facing a moment of difficulty, whenever you are in a season of challenges, all of that is teaching you and preparing you for a bigger, bolder, more disciplined and confident version of yourself to handle even bigger problems to come. And just think about a goal that you've accomplished. You feel so incredibly proud of yourself, so fulfilled, and you look back like, damn, I did that thing. I showed up for myself. I did everything I committed myself to. And you have that present moment of feeling so damn proud of yourself. It's like finishing a workout. Like afterwards, the endorphins are at a high, the dopamine has hit you, and you feel like unstoppable and you feel on cloud nine. But especially on the days where it is so hard to get yourself to the gym, but you show up anyway, but that extra hardness made for that workout to be that much even better afterwards, because you're like, I didn't even want to show up today, but I freaking did the damn thing. And I am just that much more proud of myself for showing up because it was that much more difficult. Make sense? So with all that said, my question back for you and to this point is, how is this season preparing you? What can you be learning from this season? How is it building you your grit, your tenacity, and that thick skin and that confidence in order for you to sustain and become the person and qualify to be the person to create that life that you are dreaming and manifesting of and sustain that goal that you have, whether it be building a business or creating strategy with content or going for that promotion? All the steps that are qualifying you currently is going to amount to something so much more worth it, and you don't even know. But this is your preparation season. This is where you're qualifying yourself and really building that grit that you need in order to sustain whatever goal that you might have on the other side. My last point of this conversation, and again, coming back to Alex Hormozi's podcast episode, and I do remember now, the episode title, again, like I said, was Niche Hopping, and he was talking about people basically giving up or hopping niche right when things might get good for them. And people often skip out on, like, maybe you're on stage one, then two, but right at three, when the juice is right there, but it's really, really challenging you and it's starting to get difficult, you start to see a different opportunity and it's like flashy, it's cool, it's new. So you hop and you abandon ship. But by doing that, you never give that one goal enough time in order for it to grow or have its legs in order to build off and become the thing that you had envisioned it to be. But so many people abandon ship right at that stage, right at that sweet spot. And this is why my last point is to persist, and reminder to myself as well to also persist when things get tough and to realize that this is when the juice is getting good and not to abandon ship so prematurely. This actually segues perfectly to a quote that I found and I took a screenshot of, and I want to read it off to you. There are some things you cannot be sure of. You must take a chance. If you wait for the perfect weather, you'll never plant your seeds. If you are afraid of every cloud that will bring rain, you will never harvest your crops. This just comes full circle to my point of choosing better problems and to the podcast episode from Alex Hormozi. And again, with this quote and all the points I laid out for you, it's just like in life, right? Like, you cannot predict every bit and piece of it, but that's what makes it so exciting. If you were to predict and have every single step of your life laid out for you right now, and you already knew the end scene of your life, like, that would be so boring. But right now, as you have some unpredictability, but also some choice as to how you want life to go, because in your present, you do have control over what your present looks like and what type of goals you want to go after, what type of dreams you want to chase. Tumultuous times and that uncertainty on the other side of it all will always be there. But it is a choice up to you with the steps that you want to take deliberately and intentionally in your present right now, and how you want that to culminate into the remainder of your life, and what ripple effect that you want to create into whatever life that you are creating in real time right now. And that's why with that, it helps you have that sense of urgency and take responsibility for the life that you are creating in real time, in your present right now, where your feet are at, and making sure that this every single day, the steps that you are taking here on out and moving forward are in culmination to where you want to be heading. And with that, as the problems arise, you become a qualified version of yourself as you show up to bat, as you take a swing, and as you show up for the promises you made for yourself, and you grant yourself all those amazing moments of pride and fulfillment as you go after a path that has been created and destined for you, as you follow your dreams and as you go after something authentically and boldly and exuberantly and truly stay the path. And as long as it's aligned for you, the problems that you are facing in that aligned path will feel like no burden, because it is so worth facing. It's so worth going after because you know it's aligned for you. With that, my love, I just want to round this podcast episode out by saying thank you so much for staying a part of this conversation with me. I really hope that this one resonated with you in one way or the other and helps hold you accountable in going after your dreams and ambition. So with that, I will catch you on the next episode, bestie. Have an amazing rest of your day. Bye, bestie. Mwah. My love, if you enjoyed this episode just as much as I enjoyed making it for you, please do me a favor and get onto social media. Help me get the word out by tagging me. What was your favorite part about this episode? Please go ahead and let me know. I'm excited to hear from you. And until next time, have a blessed day. You got this.